Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with us. Together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the abundance of God is your divine birthright. You are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality that you've often accepted. Instead, you are a beloved and powerful child of God. And the divine truth is that you are one with all life, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is yours and ours. We are one, and this is true for every person on the planet. We've just lost awareness of that. Consequently, we've co-created a belief system in poverty, lack, and limitation that is wreaking havoc in the lives of people everywhere. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about our ability to co-create abundance in our lives. Together, we'll focus on what the beings of light have told us is actually the key to our financial freedom. This is a vitally important time on the planet, and in response to the invocations of literally millions of lightworkers all over the world, our Father, Mother, God are responding to us now, and they are projecting forth through our hearts and minds the golden ray of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. This light is entering the core of purity that is pulsating in every electron that's manifesting as poverty consciousness. Every electron that's based in greed, corruption, selfishness, and the abuse of power is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted into light. Now it is our responsibility to clear away those obsolete patterns from the old earth that no longer reflect the divine plan for the perfection of the new earth. And we each need to do what is necessary to reclaim the infinite abundance of God and open up to that flow of abundance in our individual lives. So during this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live, or whether you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self, in unison with the company of heaven. So now, as we begin this special time together today, it's important for us to remember that everything flowing forth from the heart of God flows through the divine matrix of God's infinite love. This divine matrix is the body of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God. It is pulsating with the full divine momentum of transfiguring divine love, which is the highest frequency of love that the earth and humanity are capable of receiving at this time. Everything else in the whole of creation flows forth from this pulsating force field of pure divine love. So as we begin this special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. And ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, collectively, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love to flow through the divine matrix into the heart and mind of all humanity. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within your heart. Feel this divine love flowing through your heart flame and into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love flowing from heart flame to heart flame is forming a grid of love around this earth. This grid of transfiguring divine love is spanning the abyss from the very densest frequencies of humanity's human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection, the patterns of the new earth. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next octave of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness, with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the infinite golden light of God's abundance and eternal peace will flow through our heart flames on this sacred and holy day to transform all of the patterns of poverty consciousness, lack, and limitation back into the consciousness of the infinite abundance of God, which is our divine birthright. As we move through this hour together, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. So today we're going to talk about the key to financial freedom. This is a critical factor in lifting humanity up out of the consciousness of poverty, lack, and limitation. We've talked many times about the fact that there's a twofold activity of life, a universal law that affects all life on this planet. It's been called karma, or the law of cause and effect. It's been called reaping what we sow, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, casting our bread upon the water to have it returned to us. On a scientific level, it's called action and reaction, like attracts like, radiation and magnetization, give and take. The essence of this universal law is actually the law of the circle. And it means that whatever we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings goes out into our life experience, manifesting in our lives, and then returns to us on its journey back to the source. When working with this natural law, there must always be a balance between the out-breath and the in-breath, the radiation and magnetization, the ebb and flow of our life force. For every cause, there is an effect. For every action, there must be a reaction. The universe has given us our gift of life, the electronic light substance that beats our physical hearts and allows us to think, move, breathe, and live in this physical plane. This is truly our gift of life, the electronic light substance that allows us to exist in the physical plane. We've all seen people in hospitals that are in the process of making their transition, and they'll have electrodes taped to their brains and to their hearts, and we can see the electroencephalograms and the electrocardiograms pulsating through the monitors. And when that monitor is flat and the electronic light substance ceases to flow through the heart and mind of that person, we know that that person is no longer in the physical plane, and they have moved on into higher dimensions. We cannot exist in this physical plane without this gift of our life force. Now, in the beginning, the beings of light said that we made a covenant with our Father, Mother, God. That covenant was that as sons and daughters of God, we would be given the creative faculties of thought and feeling and the gift of free will. And God's gift to us would be the infinite gift of our life source, this electronic light substance that allows us to live, move, breathe, and exist in the physical plane. And that we would be provided by the elemental kingdom everything we needed to sustain our physical bodies. That would be God's gift to us. So the elemental kingdom created an environment so that we have all of the sun we need, the air we need to breathe, water, the elemental kingdom that provides food and material for shelter and clothing, everything we needed to sustain our physical bodies in a verdant paradise of splendor, symbolically represented by the Garden of Eden, would be provided for us. That was God's covenant to us. Our part of the covenant, what we agreed to do, was to use our gift of life, our creative faculties of thought and feeling, and our free will to send forth our gift of life in ways that would add to the light of the world, co-creating patterns of perfection in the physical plane of earth, literally expanding the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. So we have everything we need now to exist in the physical plane. And the responsibility for each of us was that as long as there was a balance between the life force that we were utilizing and the light we were adding to the world, we would have the infinite flow of God's abundance. So what has happened is that after the fall, when we fell into denser and denser frequencies of vibration, we lost the awareness of this covenant. And as we projected forth misqualified thoughts and feelings, fear-based consciousness that began to reflect on the elemental kingdom, we started experiencing lack and limitation, pain and suffering for the first time. This negative energy that we were sending forth reflected on the elements, creating all kinds of inclement weather conditions that created plagues and pestilence and famines and floods and inclement weather conditions that kept spiraling us into deeper and deeper frequencies of discord and imbalance. So we started believing that there wasn't enough, and we came to the distorted perception that through our fragmented fear-based human ego, who came to think of our physical body as all that we are, and the physical plane is the only reality. So our ego started believing that what its purpose and reason for being was to gratify the physical senses. And it thought that whatever it needed to do to survive, lie, cheat, steal, and kill, was appropriate. So now, after eons of time, creating greater and greater frequencies of lack and limitation through poverty consciousness, all kinds of famine and hunger and imbalances of every kind, we have deteriorated into a situation where we have created a monetary system for our abundance. And what's happening now, if we stand back and look at the bigger picture, is that the vast majority of people on the planet are struggling from morning till night, working in mundane jobs, if they have jobs at all, for a very meager existence. They are using their gift of life, their creative faculties of thought and feeling, their energy, and their life force, working from morning till night to make money, to supply the needs of their physical body, putting food on the table, a roof over their head, transportation, and everything they need to exist in this physical plane. So if you look at the outer picture, it is clear that instead of using our gift of life to add to the light of the world, as we agreed to in our covenant with God, we are using our life force to make money, to pay for things that God already gave us for free. Now, when we do that, we create a block, and it's like not giving anything back at all. And it is conflicting with the universal law. There has to be a balance. So what we know now and what the beings of light want us to clearly understand is that in order for us to open up to the infinite flow of God's abundance, we have to start fulfilling our part of the covenant. For lifetimes, God has fulfilled that part of the covenant. We have breathed the air, utilized the sunlight, drank the water, eaten the food, using the material of the elemental kingdom for clothing and shelter, everything we needed to sustain our physical bodies. So we've already accepted that gift of life. Now there has to be a balance. So the balance is that we have to utilize our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to give energy and life back to our Father, Mother, God in appreciation and gratitude for our gift of life. So what is happening now is that we are beginning to realize that. If we don't openly and deliberately fulfill our part of the covenant, there will be other ways that we fulfill that part of the covenant. And what's happening now, because it is a universal law, if we are not freely giving back our gift of life in appreciation for our gift of life, then we are giving back that energy through drudgery, the sweat of the brow, living meager existences, struggling, pain, suffering. All of those things are a way of giving back. It is a horrific way of giving back. It is not God's will. It was not part of the original divine plan. But it is a way that we are expending our gift of life. And we have created a block that prevents us from receiving that infinite abundance of God. So what we have to do now, what the beings of light are really striving to help us understand, is that we have to start fulfilling our part of that covenant. In order to open to the infinite abundance of God, which is our divine birthright, we have to fulfill our part of the bargain. Okay, now we've already danced to the music, so now we have to pay the fiddler. And there are myriad ways that we can give light and love back in appreciation for our gift of life. Myriad ways that we can add to the light of the world. We can give back love. We can give back music, the arts, anything we do to enhance life on the planet, to add to the light of the world, is a gift of love that we are giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. Now, this isn't that God is punishing us through poverty. We have created this, and we have made an agreement that we must fulfill. So what our responsibility is that we need to start using our gift of life to add to the light of the world. Over and above the energy that we are expending just to put food on the table and a roof over our head, we need to be giving energy, love, and light back to the world over and above the energy that we are expending to sustain our physical bodies. So now we come to the key to financial freedom. We have created a monetary system. This was our choice. This is what we have done over eons of time. So in order to have financial freedom, we need to increase the flow of money into our lives. The universal law is life, like attracts like. Ask and you shall receive. So whatever we are doing to add to the light of the world is expanding and returning to us in like measure. So if we are sending out love, it's going to increase the love in our lives. If we are sending out service and helping people selflessly, it's going to increase our assistance and the light that comes in through service into our lives. If we want to increase our financial freedom, we need to give money away because that is what we are using for our financial freedom because we have created a monetary system. So the key to financial freedom is that we need to give back to our Father, Mother, God, and the universe in loving gratitude a portion of our money over and above what we are spending for our bodily needs. Now, this doesn't mean just going out and spending more money on things that we want or enjoy, but rather it means giving a portion of our money back to God and the universe in gratitude and appreciation for our gift of life. This is a deliberate gift of money that we are giving to some person, place, condition, or thing that's over and above what we are spending to sustain our physical bodies. The world religions try to help us understand this through the concept of tithing, and that's talked about in the spiritual scriptures. But in my own experience, often when we are asked to give money to the church, we have been so held in that place of being worthless sinners and worms in the dust. We gave money not from the knowing that this is a gift of love that we are giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life, but we would give money out of guilt, feeling unworthy of receiving anything in return from our Father, Mother, God for that. Now, I know just talking about tithing, I can already feel the resistance and hear the laments. I don't even have money to pay my bills. How do you expect me to give money away? But really, that is just that old entity of fear, poverty consciousness that's cropping up. Just for a moment, set aside that fear and listen to the following information that's been given to us by the beings of light with an open heart and mind. The application of this natural law is the key to your financial freedom. So I'll state again, the natural law of the universe is give and take, the in-breath and out-breath, the ebb and flow of our gift of life. God has given us all that we need to sustain our physical bodies. And we've taken that gift of life through all of the elements, utilized it, and lived in the physical plane for lifetimes. God has given us our gift of life, and we have accepted it in the form of our electronic light energy, and the form of the sun, air, food, water, clothing and shelter, and everything else we've utilized from the elemental kingdom. Now, being subject to this natural law, we must give something back to God. The fact that we have accepted this gift of life from God and have chosen to be in a physical body means that, on a higher level, through our superconscious mind, our I Am presence, we have agreed to accept this universal law. If we had refused to accept our part of the covenant and said, no, I want you to give me the gift of life, but I'm not going to give anything back in return, we would not have been allowed to embody on earth because it is part of universal law. If we had refused to accept this gift of life, knowing that we were going to have to give something back in return for it, we simply would not have been allowed to come into the physical plane. Obviously, we're here, so that means we've agreed to our part of the covenant. Now, throughout history, as I mentioned before, world religions have tried to get this fact across to us by having us tithe, which usually means giving a tenth of our income to the church. And since very often we felt guilty in returning, expecting anything in return, and because often we were pressured from the head of the church to give money for the church's survival, it was just like another bill we had to pay, and it didn't feel like it was a free will gift of love that we were giving back in gratitude for our gift of life. Because of that attitude, tithing often doesn't have the effect of opening the flow of prosperity. The attitude, the motive, and the spirit with which we give this money back in appreciation for our gift of life is the most important thing about our tithe or our gift. Our motivation must be that the money we are giving away as a gift of love, that we are giving back to our Father, Mother, God, and the universe in gratitude and appreciation for our gift of life, is a gift of love. Let me say that again. Our consciousness and our motivation must be that this money that we are giving away in appreciation for our gift of life is a gift of love that we are giving back to our Father, Mother, God. This balances the gift of life and the gift of love that our Father, Mother, God have given us to sustain our physical bodies in this physical plane. And we can give away myriad different things and fulfill this responsibility to repay our spiritual obligation. As I said, we can give love, time, service, joy, work, and myriad other things. But since like attracts like, if we want to increase our financial freedom and the money in our lives, we must give away money. Now, the beings of light have said that the greatest need of the hour is for awakening humanity to attain our financial freedom. The reason for that is that we have moved now into the fifth dimensional frequencies and the new earth is being birthed. The patterns of perfection for the new earth from the realms of cause are flowing in through and around the mental and emotional strata of earth. As awakening humanity reaches up and taps into these patterns of perfection, we bring them into physical manifestation. And in order for us to bring these patterns of perfection into the physical plane, often we need money. So what's happening, what's happened in the past, is that awakened humanity will reach up and tap into some of the viable solutions, like free energy, or new ways of creating healing and wondrous kinds of things that'll solve the maladies of the world. And what happens is that people that are receiving money, for instance, if we brought forth a new form of free energy, the oil companies pay millions of dollars for those patents and then file them in File 13 so they'll never be developed. or the drug companies take the information and file it away if it would prevent them from receiving the money that they're receiving from their drugs. So we have to have the open flow of abundance through the consciousness of people that are awakened and will be able to bring these into manifestation, working with divine love and the highest good for all concerned. Now, when we think of giving our money away, we can give this gift of money or energy back in a multitude of different ways. Remember, there's no mocking natural law, so we can't pretend that we're really giving it away, but for instance, give it to our kids so it'll still be within our reach, or give the money to people that we want to manipulate and control through our money. We have to work through the highest level of integrity. If we give money to someone to manipulate them so that they'll feel obligated to us, that certainly doesn't count. Or if we're giving the money to dealers in Las Vegas so that we can win a lot of money from that, that certainly is contaminated as well. But the wonderful thing about this gift of money is that it is energy. We must give the money away, expecting nothing in return from the person, place, condition, or thing we give it to, other than we accept and know through our own investigation that they are going to use the money to add to the light of the world for the highest good of all concerned. That's what our responsibility is. Wherever we choose to give our money, we must pay enough attention to be sure that the intention that they are going to use the money for is to add to the light of the world. Now, if in fact we've done the investigation, we accept that they have high integrity, they're going to use our money for the highest good of all concerned, but they misqualify that energy, that's their karmic liability. What our responsibility is to be sure to the greatest level of our ability that the money is going to be used for what we are giving it for. So the wonderful thing about energy is that when we send it out, it expands and returns to us. This is the law of the circle. This is the natural ebb and flow of our gift of life. And it normally returns greatly magnified over what we send out. And this is true with everything. It's true with every thought, word, action, or feeling we send out. So if we send out anger, that's going to come back and manifest in our lives. If we send out love, that's going to expand and come back in our lives. The reason that hasn't been happening with our money, because heaven knows we're certainly sending money out, is because of our consciousness and our attitude. We send money out with the expectation that now we're not going to have enough, and now we've spent this money, and now we don't have it anymore, now we're not going to be able to pay this bill, and we're functioning from this poverty consciousness. So we block that flow back to us. And if, in fact, the only money that we are sending out is to pay for our bodily needs, which God already gave us for free initially, then we also block that flow. Now, even though we expect nothing in return from the person, place, condition, or thing we give the money to, we absolutely expect that through the law of the circle, this money is going to expand and return to us. And so we need to start claiming that money. Normally, if we had a prosperity consciousness, knowing that whatever we're sending out is expanding and returned to us, we wouldn't have this problem of having to claim it. But since we've created poverty consciousness and believe that we send out money and never comes back and now we don't have enough, then we have to break that old, obsolete poverty belief system. The general rule has been applied throughout time is that if we will give as little as 10% of our income back to God and the universe in gratitude for our gift of life, and then claim the return tenfold, giving it that for the highest good of all concerned, we'll have such a flow of abundance in our lives that we won't be able to handle it all. this 10% is not part of our cost of living. This is not what we're spending just to sustain our physical body. Remember, this is a portion of our money that we're giving away that's over and above what we are spending to sustain our physical bodies and our living expenses. It is a love offering that we are giving back to God and the universe in appreciation and gratitude for our gift of life. And this money is going for something that is adding to the light of the world, expanding the kingdom of heaven on earth, fulfilling our part of the covenant. If we stop and think for a moment, we give waiters and waitresses 20% of gratuity for serving us a meal. So we need to think, is it too much to ask to give 10% of our gift of our income back to God for our gift of life? Now, one of the key factors of that is whom we choose to give our money to should be our decision. We should not allow ourselves to be pressured or made feel guilty to give money to people or organizations that we don't fully support. That interferes with our ability to believe at a heart level that this is truly our free will choice, our gift of love that we are giving back to God. And that coercion blocks our flow. So our money can be given to spiritual institutions, and it's fine to give your money to your church if that's what your heart call is. But you need to shift the attitude with how you're giving it to the church. It can be given to spiritual institutions, organizations that we feel are teaching people how to improve the quality of life and they're improving their lives. We can give it for scientific research, universities, learning institutions, organizations that are associated with music and the arts, charities, needy families, environmental protection organizations, human rights organizations, animal rights organizations, or any other constructive activity that you feel is adding to the light of the world that you would like to support. So for those of you who are now still experiencing a resistance, feeling there's no way I can possibly afford to do that, we have to understand that this is no longer a choice. We don't have a choice in this matter. We've already accepted our gift of life. The universal law is that now we must give something back to God in one way or another. So this is a universal natural law. Unfortunately, because of our lack of understanding about this law, the large majority of people are giving this energy back through drudgery and suffering and the sweat of their brows, working long, difficult hours for a meager existence. Does this reflect your life experience at this moment? This agony is one way of giving energy back to the universe, but it is certainly not the best way or the most enjoyable way, and it is by no means the most constructive way. Even though we may have made this choice to remain in a state of drudgery at a subconscious level through a lack of awareness because we forgot this universal covenant we've made with God, it is still our own free will choice. It is not that God is punishing us in any way. It is our own energy, our own thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories from all time frames and dimensions returning to us now and manifesting in our lives as poverty consciousness in lack and limitation. But since this is our free will choice, fortunately, we have the absolute free will ability to change our method of repayment to God in the universe. So in order to open to the infinite flow of God's abundance, which is our divine birthright, and allow this flow into our lives, we must begin to freely give money back to God and the universe for things over and above just covering the expenses of our bodily needs. The most painless way and the most profitable way is a method that we'll refer to as seed money. Seed money is the money, a portion of your money that you take, and you consecrate this money to be your gift of love that you are giving back to God, and then deliberately give this money back to a person, place, condition, or thing of your choice that you know will add to the light of the world, and accept that this money is going to expand at least tenfold on its return to you. This is money we give away for any activity, organization, institution, or person of our choice. With no strings attached, you expect nothing in return from the person, place, condition, or thing you've given it to, other than you expect that they are going to utilize it to add to the light of the world. But you accept that the natural law of the universe is going to expand this money, and it'll return to you expanded at least tenfold from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. It's important, again, that we don't expect anything in return from the recipient of our money, but we absolutely do expect that the flow of abundance from the universal source of all life, our Father, Mother, God, will return. To activate this flow of abundance, we need to consciously put our attention on it with our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. As I said, under previous circumstances, prior to our fall from grace, we would send this money out and we would know that it's going to expand and return to us at least tenfold, because that was fulfilling the universal law. But since we forgot that, and since we have such deep-seated etheric records that we don't have enough and there's never enough money, and when we send it out, we just have less, we need to change this belief. So we need to know and accept that this law of the circle, this infinite flow of God's abundance into our life, our sending forth our gift of life through money and having it expand and return to us, is a scientific law that is applicable to the letter in our lives, just like every other source of energy. Money is not some awesome entity that comes into our lives to control us and rule our destiny. It is just because of our fear that we have given money that kind of control in our lives. Money is a source of energy, period. So as we give our money away in loving gratitude for our gift of life, we must consciously claim our money and our tenfold return. As an example, we can say to ourselves, I'm giving $100 away, and I am receiving $1,000 from the infinite flow of God's abundance with the highest good of all concerned. Accepting beyond a shadow of a doubt that the money is on its way back to us. And when we say, with the highest good of all concerned, we create the force field that will eliminate the possibility of negative interference. We must never be willing to attain our prosperity at the expense of anyone else. And we don't have to, because the flow of abundance from God, our gift of life, is infinite. We don't have to take anything away from anybody else in order to open to the flow of this abundance. This will tragically backfire in our face if we try to receive our abundance at the expense of other people. Now, I know from outer appearances, it seems as though many people have attained great wealth by being dishonest and stepping on people along the way. But I assure you, there is no mocking natural law. We cannot take anything away from anyone else without something being taken away from us. We can't harm a person, place, condition, or thing without that energy reflecting back and affecting us adversely in our lives. There's an expression that is often said that we spend the first 40 years of our lives acquiring our fortune and the next 40 years of our lives spending our fortune trying to regain our health and our peace of mind. That's a graphic example of the accuracy of the law when our wealth has been acquired through unethical means. So after we have claimed our tenfold return, we must feel the gratitude for that gift. Once you've given your money away, everything that starts flowing back into your life, accept that as your gift of abundance coming back to you, so that you can start creating the expectation that this money is coming back to you. Once you've given away your tithe, you don't give your $100 away and then stand at the mailbox tapping your foot, waiting for a check for $1,000 to appear in your post office box. Instead, you give the money away and then you pay attention to everything that increases your abundance back into your life. If you go out to lunch with a friend and the friend buys you lunch instead of you paying for the lunch, accept that this is your gift coming back to you. If you're able to buy something on sale that you need, accept this is your flow coming back to you. If somebody gives you something so now you don't have to buy it, that's your flow coming back to you. Everything that comes back to you, every bit of abundance that comes into your life, accept this is the flow of my abundance coming back into your life. And create that expectation, that knowing, that flow to allow this to come back flowing into your life. Gratitude opens the door to God's abundance. So every bit of money that comes back into your life, as I said, if you get a greater return on your income tax, if something is on sale, if somebody gives you something so now you don't have to buy it, everything, you be grateful for that, knowing this is the flow of God's abundance coming back for the gift that you've given in appreciation for your gift of life. Gratitude opens the door for God's abundance, and it is an indispensable catalyst for our tenfold return on our gifts. It is imperative that we not worry about where the money will be coming from, because God is infinitely creative and can create all kinds of ways to increase the abundance in our life. By putting our attention and concern on where the money could possibly come from, we actually limit ourselves and God, and we set up blocks. Sometimes we're on a fixed income, so we can't even dare to dream that we could get a flow of money from other sources. But we will. We must just accept, believe, know, and feel that the money is flowing back to us in perfect accordance with God's will and natural law. Our return can come in totally unexpected ways. Just remember that with seed money, a tenfold return is expected, but the means of that return is totally unexpected. Through the proper application of this law, our prosperity is assured and can be limited only by our lack of consistency. So we need to consciously and deliberately open this flow of abundance. As we do, we will create a flow and we will be able to see and experience this tangible reflection in our lives. The supply of the universe is limitless, and its flow into our lives has been blocked only by our misapplication of the law and our belief and acceptance in poverty consciousness. If you're currently having trouble making ends meet, I know it's difficult to even think of giving away 10% of your income. But if you're going to get out of that situation, you have to begin somewhere. And the fear of giving the money away is indication that we're still being manipulated by poverty consciousness. Because if you honestly believed the reality of this universal law of abundance, that if you give away $10, that it will expand and you'll receive $100 in return, you wouldn't think twice about it. So know that when we're afraid of giving it away, it's part of our poverty consciousness that we need to release, invoking our I Am presence, the company of heaven, and the light of God to allow us to reclaim prosperity consciousness, knowing that with every tithe, with every bit of our seed money, that it'll expand tenfold and return to us. You can begin by giving away $5 or $10 here or there, claiming your tenfold return each time, so that you can start building up some trust in this. Then with courage, give away more and more until you begin to experience the wonderful flow of God's infinite abundance. Now, there are a few questions that always come up on this subject, so I'll answer them now. One question is, if I don't have money to give away, can I give away my service or my time or something else? And if this is something normally you receive money for, yes, that would be a form of tithing. That if you, say, are counseling someone and normally you get paid for that, give some counseling sessions away, saying, I have received 10 new clients with the highest good of all concerned. It is certainly better to give something away rather than nothing. But remember, the law is like attracts like. So if you want to attract money into your life, you need to give money away. So do the best you can. And as soon as you can start giving money away, do it, even if you start with only a dollar. Other questions are, people ask, can I claim this on my tax deductions? And certainly, you can claim it on your tax deduction. But if the only reason you gave it a large amount of money away was because it was going to give you a big tax write-off, that contaminates the gift. So have the right attitude. Know that the money you're giving away is a gift of love, that you are giving back to God in appreciation for your gift of life. Then certainly, claim that tax write-off. You can spend your money much better than the government can, so that'll give you more money to share. Other question is, I feel guilty about giving money away and then expecting our tenfold return. Are you sure that this is fair? Well, this is that old consciousness I was talking to you about what we've done with tithing in the past and with our churches. We have this feeling of unworthiness, this worthless sinner, worm in the dust consciousness, and say, if we give money to God or to the church, to expect anything back in return would be terrible. But it is not only fair, it is part of our gift of life, our covenant that God has given to us, that we have been rejecting, blocking, and not accepting. These feelings of guilt just stem from that old programming of believing that somehow it's spiritual to be poor, or that it's not right to want the infinite flow of God's abundance. So we need to shift this. We need to give away a portion of our money over and above what we need to attain God consciousness and our infinite flow of abundance. So take this week to experiment with this in any way that resonates for your heart. See what fills your heart up with joy and what you would like to support. Then add to the light of the world by donating a portion of your money to this and claiming that tenfold return. Next week, we're going to continue our discussion and discuss some incredibly wonderful divine intervention that is taking place now that's going to help us even open to this flow even more. Thank you for your willingness to add to the light of the world. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Patricia Cota Robles. Be sure and tune in with us again next week as we add to the light of the world. You've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.